Well, Gavin, very much into the business end of the season as far as Finn Harps are concerned. 7 games left, 4 away, 3 at home. And this Friday, away to Athlone Town. And, you know, a few weeks ago, Athlone were absolutely flying. They've actually lost 3 games on the trot. So it's an interesting fixture insofar as Finn Harps will be obviously hoping to build on that last win against Cove last week. But Athlone, no doubt, will be really anxious to halt their decline.
They will, yeah. I suppose something's going to give. Harps were on a poor run and Athlone were on a very good run. So they were, Athlone were pushing right up a second on the table and looking the farm team in the league, and they had a couple of really good cup results as well. But the last few weeks they've dropped the points now. I'm not too sure if there's players missing or unavailable or injured or what, but it's a bit surprising because by all accounts Athlone and their strike force were as good as anything in the league. In terms of Harps going there, they've got a result at the weekend, a badly, badly needed one, after probably maybe 5 games on the bounce without scoring. So they're not out of the playoff situation yet, but at the same time, you know, that they've a bit to do to get back in there as well. So this weekend will be crucial to trying to get back in the hunt.
Yeah, I suppose it's important to keep sort of hanging in there. They're a fair bit off the playoff spots. But, you know, if you get a run of results, who knows what could happen. And it's all about momentum at this stage of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Look, well, obviously, Harps have only won 1 in the last 5 or 6. So, like, they don't really have momentum. They would have taken encouragement from the last week. But it's probably not enough at this point. No, they probably need to put 2 or 3 runs in a row, which they haven't really done all season, to get back in the playoffs. But, and obviously hope with other teams sort of dropping points as well. But it you never know what can happen. Like with the run-ons, there's always some team that's a bit of form and some team sort of starts to go wayward. So, you know, you'd be fingers crossed that they can get a few ones before the end of the season.
Yeah, I suppose if the bookies are looking at it, the odds are somewhat stacked against Harps to make the playoffs. And they do have back-to-back away games against Kerry and Cork. That's certainly won't be easy. But interesting to note, Gavin, during the week, Darren Murphy, and he had in his programme notes, you know, talking about the way that the club has changed, and he doesn't want to have what he terms sort of a one-season club with players coming in for 1 year and then they're gone. You know, definitely going down that line of let's build for the future, let's have a pathway, we have underage players, and have almost like a production line of people coming through. And you know, he's right in many respects. That is the future.
Look, it's a model that Harps probably have to go by, rather than they obviously don't have the finances to be signing players and bringing players in on decent contracts. So it is the enforced route maybe that's forced on Darren. Again, with that, you know, it's all well and good developing and bringing two players, but football's about results as well. Look, supporters and people going to games, like, though, there's only so much, you know, look, lack of results are building for the future that they will like put up with as such. Now, I agree, getting that model right is the big one. Look, I've said it for years that Harps need to get that model right. They need to develop. They need to use players within their own county as much as they can. They obviously in the League of Ireland as well, and where it's at, it's probably not enough because you won't be successful on the pitch by doing that. So it's finding that happy medium that works, that's able to challenge for promotion or get into the Premier, and stay there, which is, look, at the end of the day is where Harps want to be. But at this point in time, with the players that they have available and with the squad depth and stuff like that, they're probably well away from that at this point.
Yeah, and as you know, it's so hard to get out of the First Division, and sometimes the league table does reflect budgets, and no doubt about it, Cork City running away with things. They'll actually win, they'll get promoted this weekend if they beat UCD, because then the gap will be too much. They won't be able to be caught. And, you know, we knew from the start of the season Cork were going to be the team to beat, and they've, again, I suppose, showing the muscle that they have. Shawnee Maguire back with them, and what a player to come back to you.
Oh, absolutely. Look, there's no doubt about it. Cork City, with the crowds, Turner's Cross, with the money at their disposal, you know, they're a Premier Division club. They shouldn't be in the First Division. Obviously, they had a poor season last season. I think everybody expected Cork to be there thereabouts. Maybe not to run away with it as much, but obviously the way they strengthened in the window with Seanan McGuire coming back and the likes, you know, that they are well ahead of the first division. But again, though, you're talking about budgets and stuff like that, it's not the be all and end all in the first division. It's important, obviously, but the likes of the Athlones and the UCDs and stuff like that, you know, they're all of a similar nature in terms of the players available and stuff like that. So, like, you would like to think Harps as a club can be in that mix, you know, year in, year out. Obviously, last year and this year, and especially last year, they were well off the pace and well off the standard required. But at the same time, like, I do believe that they should be closer to it than they are as well.
All the season, there's been a difficulty in scoring. Harps, just 27 goals in 29 matches. So when you're averaging less than a goal a game, you're really, you know, you're going to be struggling to be up there contesting. That said, if you look in the top flight, Galway have struggled to score goals, but they haven't been letting them in. And I suppose they're a prime example of how winning 1-0 all the time or frequently can put you in a strong position. But Harps just haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, I suppose the two differences. Galway have an obvious and clear and obvious, you know, way of playing and game plan, and they're going out and they're fairly one directional and one dimensional in the way they play. But it's getting them results. It's getting them some brilliant results. They're probably the most difficult team to play against in the Premier League at this point. But they don't make no bones about it. That's the way they set up, and that's how they get results, and that's why they're going so well. Where Harps' goal return, you know, is really, I suppose, it's really poor. In terms of where they're at, they want to be chasing promotion and stuff like that, and they're obviously conceding more than they're scoring, which, like, never bodes well. But look, for a goals a game ratio to be below to what you've played, you know, you're never really going to have a successful season. No, few and far between if you do that, you know.
So going into this Athlone game, do you think, you know, should Harps really go for broke, or do you think Darren Murphy and the team would be happy enough to get a point?
Yeah, like I think they'd be happy enough to get a point. Is it enough? I don't know. I think at this stage, with 7 games to go, I think every game they go out, they should be going for broke. They should be at least making the most effort possible to try and get as close to that playoff results as we can. Because look, a point here and a point there isn't going to really make any difference to their season. Whereas if they go to Athlone and get 3 points, they can take it into the next week as well, probably in a home game, and sort of take a bit of bounce from that and get 2 or 3 ones in a row and then really challenge. Like, as I say, at this point of the season, there's no reason not to take the shackles off if they are on at all, you know.
Yeah. Now, the other games, Cove against Wexford, Treaty against Kerry, we've mentioned UCD against Cork, and it's Longford against Bray. Premier Division fixture list very much curtailed this weekend, but Shelburne are playing Bohemians on Friday night. That Shells Derry battle, it could go down all the way, but Derry will have been disappointed after losing to Galway last week, a couple of weeks now without a game. Do you think the advantage is back with Shelburne?
I think it is. After last weekend's results, to be honest, I thought Derry would go on and win the league before last weekend. I was really confident. I think they're a better team. They have better players than Shelburne do, but Shelburne keep picking away at them results, and as I say, last week's result for Derry against Galway, we were talking about Galway being so hard to play against, and it proved it for Derry, and I'm sure it was a very, very disappointing result for the group. They're still in with a huge shout. I think realistically it is a two-horse race at this point. I think Bowes beating Shamrock Rovers the weekend sort of at the end of them in the league. So We keep expecting Shelburne to drop points or to lose a few games, but they keep coming back week in, week out. So they're a very difficult side to beat as well. So look, it's up in the air. At this point, I would say Shelburne are just slight favourites, but look, there's a lot of twists and turns, I'd say, to come.
Yeah, and a great battle for a third place in the top flight. Galway, Waterford, Sligo and Shamrock Rovers. So that'll keep the interest going right to the end of the season. Just in terms of Coghill Celtic League Cup action this weekend for you, Gavin, Redcastle away, and then the league starts after that, and the trophy cabinet at Coghill is full to the brim. You have a lot of titles to defend this year.
Oh, we do, yeah. Obviously, look, we start off the League Cup. We played Carndonagh last weekend. We had a free weekend then, and we're away to Redcastle this week. So it's a bit of an unknown territory for us. We haven't played Redcastle in my time anyway. So it'll be an interesting one going down there. Obviously, it'll be a big game for Redcastle as well against ourselves. Then obviously the league starts the weekend after, and then we've a cup final and a President's Cup final against the winners of the Northern Ireland Junior Cup the weekend after. So, look, we can't wait. The group have been training really well. They look up for it, and they're looking forward to really getting in the games. You know.
And just in conclusion, in terms of your own playing personnel, what are the major additions or major departures in the squad compared with last season?
Jason Breslin is the only major departure. He's went to Canada for 6 months, so like he's obviously a bit of a loss. But we've brought in Damien Duffy, Daniel Doherty, Finn McClure, Stephen Duffy, and Christy Faldera are all back in the squad now. Christy's not available to his GA commitments with Malin until they're finished up. So they're all great additions. They're all senior players, and they're all going to add a lot to the depth of our squad. With a couple of guys have been injured over pre-season. Adam Duffy and Jack Mullen haven't really featured much in pre-season. We're hoping to get them back in the next couple of weeks as well. But look, we're very happy at the minute with the way the squad looks.